Dabby around here this morning. Let's get more now on the plans for a further partial loosening of COVID restrictions. Joining us on the line is the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConnell. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Given the level of confusion and disagreement about the latest reopening plans, do you accept that the announcement could have been better handled?
No, I think it's important, first of all, to note, Rachel, where we're at, and it's a welcome moment, which many of us and people right across society have been looking forward to for a long time, in that with the remaining aspects of hospitality, entertainment, and the nighttime economy after 18 months being able to open on Friday. So, listen, this was a decision which obviously has been considered carefully. As we know, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, there had been a deterioration in infection rates, and that had to be considered by NPHET. We received the advice from NPHET then on Monday evening, and the Cabinet met yesterday. And we made that decision yesterday, that considered decision, to proceed with the full reopening, but with protective measures still being in place.
Isn't it a bit late, though, to be consulting people like those who own and run nightclubs or other venues when the changes are due to be introduced on Friday, the day after tomorrow?
Well, I think it's important to recognise that, you know, we are reopening after 18 months, and for the last 18 months, all of these venues have been closed. The first part of the decision, Rachel, is actually making the decision that we can proceed up until yesterday. That hadn't been decided. Of course, the intention back in early September was that, would you know, that if the infection rates had stayed low, that we'd be able to go fully open. But it is clear that we're going to have as many restrictions and protective measures in place. So that does, now that we've made the decision, require further engagement with each sector to ensure
that... And will
that
you be doing that over the next 2 days?
So
because
it's
clear that people are confused, and some of them are fairly put out.
Yeah, and we will bring clarity to that. But, I mean, as we've all come to learn over the last number of months, it is complicated and challenging in relation to the reopening. There is details involved that are specific to each sector, and that does require engagement with each sector once a decision is made in terms of how we're proceeding. So that will be happening today and tomorrow in terms of clarifying that. Then, you know, going forward, it's going to be important that, you know, in terms of our personal lives, obviously, and also in terms of each business that every effort is made to ensure that we do have the protective measures to minimise the risk of transmission.
Given that, are there specific plans now to ensure greater enforcement of the use of vaccination certificates?
Well, the HSE have been conducted several thousand checks in this regard, and that is something that will continue and indeed be increased in the time ahead.
So they will be conducting more of those checks?
Absolutely. And I think also in relation to, you know, all of us having a personal responsibility in relation to ensuring that the businesses we're engaging with, I think by and large businesses have been really responsible in this regard, have taken their responsibilities very seriously to ensure that their setting is one that is as safe as it possibly can be, and indeed that the COVID certificates are checked on the way in. There's a role for all of us as well in terms of how we engage with businesses, that we actually self-police this in our own way as well, alongside the work that the HSE will be doing. Because, you know, there is going to be an obligation on all of us as we deal with this continuing challenge in the weeks and months ahead to continue to be responsible in our daily lives, while thankfully we are getting back to the situation where we're turning to a more normal life, that we do be cautious and take precautions as we go about that life.
Talking of personal decisions, 370,000 people are either unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated. Do you accept that at this stage you're unlikely to reach many more of them, that they've made up their minds and they don't want to be vaccinated?
Well, I think we need to continue with the message. And obviously, you know, it has been well documented at this stage that, you know, while it's just 10% of the population that are unvaccinated, they're making up over half of those who are in hospital, and indeed up to 2/3 of those who are in intensive care. So we have to continue getting that message across. And indeed, it is gradually improving, but only marginally so. But I think we do have to emphasize to everyone the contribution they can make to those around them. as well as to their own safety by getting vaccinated. There's continuing efforts as well in relation to, for example, as the third level colleges had opened up, making it as easy as possible for people to access vaccines. And we'll continue that approach as well in every way possible. Of course,
access to vaccines. You announced yesterday that there is going to be this wider rollout of the booster vaccine, the third vaccine for those over 60. When is this likely to start, and will people be contacted? Will this happen automatically?
Yes, this will be. We made the decision yesterday for those between 60 and 80 that a booster vaccine will be provided to them. So the HSE will be putting in place arrangements now to follow through in terms of how that happens. Obviously, thankfully, we've had a very efficient rollout of the vaccination process up until now. About 100,000 people have already received boosters, those aged over 80, as well as people in residential care over the age of 65. So the next step now is in terms of providing that booster vaccination to those between 60 to 80. So that's something the HSE will now be engaging and moving forward with, and engaging with people in terms of how that's administered. And I think given the tremendous job that has been done in relation to rolling out the vaccination program so far, we can have confidence that the HSE will do that very efficiently.
NPHET was due to be disbanded around now. That was one of the changes that was due to happen this week. Is it safe to assume that that now isn't going to happen?
Yeah, well, there's currently isn't a plan for that. Obviously, it will depend on how the pandemic evolves. I think we all, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, had been more optimistic about the few weeks and months ahead. As has happened in many instances over the last 18 months, it's clear, that the pandemic has a mind of its own, and we have to work together to address the challenges they evolve. And certainly, it's clear that there will be an increase in infections in the time ahead. And listen, in terms of working with NPHET and that public health advice, it has proven absolutely essential.
So NPHET is going to be there for the foreseeable future.
Well, we will continue to work with NPHET and public health advisors for as long as is necessary to manage the very difficult challenge that we've had.
Just one other area to talk about this morning, and that's your own brief, agriculture. We're awaiting the announcement of the carbon budget, which is a key part of the government's plan to combat climate change. Do you expect much resistance from farmers?
No, I think right across society, everyone is aware of the fact that we all have to play a role in our lives and in our professions in the time ahead to meet that climate change challenge that is there. And that's also the case in relation to the production of agriculture and food. And indeed, our starting point is a very strong one there, because when you look across the various types of food, whether it be dairy or beef or horticulture and grain that we produce, we're one of the most sustainable producers in the world. So agriculture has proven its credentials in relation to being very sustainable domestically here. But of course, we have to continue to improve in that. And while we'll continue to produce that food,
huge improvements are needed, according to the experts. I mean, are you prepared to advocate a cut to the national herd?
Well, huge improvements are required in all walks of life, whether it be in relation to energy, in relation to transport, in relation to construction, or indeed in relation to agriculture and food. And certainly I will be working with farmers in relation to and primary producers in relation to ensuring that we make our contribution to that climate change challenge in the time ahead.
And if a cut to the national herd number was deemed to be advisable or indeed necessary, is that something you would be prepared to go with?
I think the key objective has to be to reduce the emissions footprint of the food that we produce. It's really important that we continue to reduce that food. We do it very sustainably. We're a world leader in relation to how we do it, but we have to continue to get even better at that. So it'll be about producing the food, Rachel, but also in parallel to that, taking every step we possibly can to reduce the emissions footprint of how it's produced. And I think farmers are very much up for that. And indeed, in terms of the announcement I will be making with the Taoiseach this morning, in terms of our CAP strategic plan for the next 5 years, we will be financially backing farmers in relation to that as well, because I'm glad that with the support of the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, to be able to announce a 50% increase in terms of our national funding to the CAP strategic plan for the next 6 years up to the end of 2027. Okay. to support farmers on that journey and to have to ensure that farm incomes are very much central over the time ahead, okay, in terms of as being the key priority of the government, and in terms of the support we'll be providing to agriculture to play its very significant role, along with the rest of society, in meeting the climate change challenge that we all must face together.
Right, as you say, more to be heard later in the day. Minister Charlie McConlogue, thank you for joining us. It's 8 minutes to 9.